CBS News, I'm Peter King. Egypt has responded quickly and with deadly force to this ISIS video, purportedly showing the beheadings of 21 Egyptian Christian hostages.
We will fight you all together until the war lays down its burdens and Jesus, peace be upon him, will descend, breaking the cross, killing the swine.
We get the latest live from CBS's Vicky Barker at the Foreign Desk in London.
Egyptian and Libyan fighter jets have bombed ISIS targets inside Libya, the first time Egypt's attacked the group outside its own borders. And President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi wants the international coalition to expand its area of operations from Iraq and Syria into Libya. The cops just the latest ISIS victims.
They called us Coptic crusaders who were forcefully converting Muslim women to Christianity. Of course, that is absurd.
Coptic Bishop Angelos, who says his fellow Copts do not want to get caught up in a cycle of violent retribution. Peter?
In Denmark, a gunman is dead and two men accused of helping him are in court after Saturday's shootings at a free speech seminar. Sky News correspondent Ian Woods is in Copenhagen.
Just before the court went into closed session, the police reported that there may still be others linked to these crimes who may still be at large, as well as the two people they have charged today with aiding and abetting.
Yet another deep freeze has hit much of the northern and northeastern U.S. National Weather Service meteorologist Bruce Terry.
Temperatures, for instance, in Bangor, Maine, are 2 below 0 right now. It's 3 degrees below 0 in Boston, 4 degrees below 0 in Concord, New Hampshire.
The cold extends south and west. WWJ's Chris Renwick is in Detroit.
Doctors at Detroit Receiving have been treating patients who have displayed hypothermic conditions or frostbite due to the frigid winter temperatures. Robert Sherwin is the doctor at the DMC. He says our bodies aren't able to handle the cold conditions for very long before injury sets in.
We're talking minutes in this frigid temperature for even the effects to occur. 10 to 20 minutes sometimes you can even have some catastrophic changes. But in these frigid temperatures, you definitely want to be very, very careful of not only yourself, but your elderly family and friends.
Sherwin says anyone who thinks they may be showing signs of frostbite or hypothermia should seek medical attention immediately.
The FAA is proposing new rules for the commercial use of small unmanned aircraft or drones. CBS News transportation safety analyst Mark Rosenkirk.
This is the beginning. They're trying to make sure that they understand how these devices will mix in the national airspace to make sure they're doing it in an orderly and in a safe way, but also provide an opportunity for this industry to grow.
A newly released study on sleep deprivation for children comes up with a solution. The University of Michigan study says later school starting times would work. Another study says school-aged children may be sleep-deprived because of late nights on social media. This is CBS News.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Last year, the pros at your Ford dealer performed the works over 3 million times. So you can be confident your Ford is getting expert service. Confident enough to wear red to a bullfight.
Here, boy.
Right now, get the works for $39.95 or less, minus a $10 mail-in rebate, making it just $29.95. Ford service. Go with confidence.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. Rebate by prepaid debit card. See participating Ford dealer for exclusions and rebate details through 3/31/15.
Actor Louis Jourdan has died at age 93. CBS's Sam Litzinger has a look back at the man whose roles defined suave and sophisticated.
One fan site described Louis Jourdan as the most handsome French actor of his time. He moved to Hollywood in the late 1940s, where he was usually cast as a playboy or continental lover, roles the actor said that turned him into the French cliché. Among his biggest hits, the musical Gigi.
She's a girl. A little girl. Getting older, it is true, which is what they always do.
And he got good reviews for Letter from an Unknown Woman.
I've seen you somewhere. I know.
Jourdan's later career included playing villains on TV and in movies like 1982's Swamp Thing. Sam Litzinger, CBS News.
Number one at the box office this weekend, 50 Shades of Grey took in a President's Day weekend record of nearly $82 million. Kingsman, The Secret Service, was a distant second at nearly $36 million. I'm Peter King, CBS News.
When you sit in your comfortable ergonomic chair, do you experience inner peace? Are you known for admiring desks like profound works of art? If so, you might be gear-centric, someone who knows that the right office gear helps you do great things. And at Office Depot and Office Max, we have the quality gear you need. Visit our President's Day furniture sale and save 40% on select desks, chairs, bookcases, and more. Office Depot and Office Max. Gear up for great. Offer ends 2/21.
Wearing glasses with Crizal No Glare lenses can make a big difference in your vision, because neither scratching desert sands nor the waves of a raging river can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For superior water, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Plus, Crizal gives you 25 times more UV protection than not wearing glasses. Crizal, live life in the clear. Ask for them at your eye care professional or learn more at Crizal.com.
This morning on WCHL, a winter storm warning is in effect from 4 o'clock this afternoon to noon tomorrow. The cold weather is on the way. A measles outbreak across portions of the United States has sparked a lot of concern among parents right here in Orange County and inflamed the debate over vaccinations.
Measles is extremely contagious, to the point of about a 90% contagion rate.
And the Chapel Hill Town Council will take public comment tonight on Weaver Crossing, a new development plan for the corner of Weaver Dairy and Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill coverage of traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports this morning, one of the most storied and intense rivalries in all of sports, will be renewed on Wednesday night at Cameron Indoor Stadium. And
Big Four basketball had a little something for everyone on Saturday.
That's this morning in Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
607 WCHL. It is cold this morning. Yes, it is. 21 degrees right now. We have a winter storm warning that goes into effect from 4 p.m. this afternoon and lasts all the way to noon tomorrow. It's going to be cloudy today. There is a chance of snow in the afternoon. Cold temperatures, highs today only in the upper 20s. Chance of snow is 50% later on in the day. Now tonight, snow, sleet, and freezing rain in our forecast. And then freezing rain after midnight, snow and sleet accumulation. 1 to 3 inches expected overnight. A measles outbreak across portions of the United States has sparked concern from parents here in Orange County and inflamed the debate over vaccinations. WCHL's Blake Hodge has more.
Stacy Shelp is the public information officer with the Orange County Health Department. She says there is no presence of measles in our community, but you don't have to think back very far to remember an outbreak.
Measles is extremely contagious, to the point of about a 90% contagion rate. We did have an outbreak here in Orange County back in 2013. We had 8 confirmed cases in Orange County and 23 in the state. So we're very familiar with this. As at that time, what we would continue to do is really encourage people to get their vaccination.
She says that she does not have current numbers, but Orange County has traditionally had a very high vaccination rate.
In 2013, here at the Orange County Health Department, we actually had a very high vaccination rate. At about 97% of our patients were vaccinated.
Most public school students in North Carolina receive a shot to help fight off the measles, but there are waivers that can be filed by parents who do not want their children vaccinated.
There are medical and religious exemptions that parents can use for school reasons. Filling out a waiver, and you know, it's not going to be for us to track down and say, prove it, prove it, prove it. It really is for that parent to say.
Shelp adds that the vaccination is the best preventative measure parents can take to avoid the viral infection.
They can get their first dose of the MMR between 12 and 15 months old and a second dose at 4 to 6 years of age. That's obviously, and with a lot of evidence behind it, the best way to protect yourself from measles.
There have been no confirmed cases of measles in the Tar Heel State in 2015. There was a scare with 2 potential cases in Cleveland County, but test results for measles were negative. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Tension is mounting between investors who own rental properties in the Northside neighborhood and the residents and nonprofits working to preserve the traditionally black working class community. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more details.
A group of real estate investors say they're not represented on an informal committee working to implement the Northside and Pine Knolls community plan. They're lobbying the Chapel Hill Town Council to appoint a town-sanctioned committee that guarantees investor representation.
You know, we don't like these meetings going on, you know, behind our back with proposed zoning changes and everything else, and then we find out after the fact that the town council is considering them. These are our properties, and we have property rights and should be involved in all the proposed zoning changes, not just us to provide a defense after the fact.
That's Mark Patmore, the owner of Mercier Residential Properties, LLC. He owns several rentals in the Northside neighborhood. He's also lived in the area for 20 years.
What we actually are proposing is the town council, once and for all, establish a committee that truly represents the Northside neighborhood, and that is the venue where any and all zoning changes and proposals are addressed, and not behind closed doors.
Dolores Bailey is a Northside property owner and the executive director of the housing nonprofit Empowerment. She says Patmore's claims don't hold water.
They are open meetings, and they're invited anybody who's a homeowner and has any kind of stake in Northside.
In addition, she says the work of the committee is shared with the broader public at monthly community outreach meetings.
I've not seen Mr. Patmore at many of those meetings, but that's certainly the opportunity to learn what's going on, what's being talked about, and raise any concerns he might have. So I'm disappointed that he would raise a red flag and insinuate that someone was doing something behind closed doors. There's lots of opportunity for him to input at the community level. He just is not taking advantage of that.
The fight over committee representation is just a small part of a larger battle over the future of the Northside neighborhood. In 2003, longtime residents of the Northside and Pine Knolls neighborhoods came to the town council asking to create a neighborhood conservation district to help protect the traditionally black working-class neighborhood from an influx of student rentals. Residents said students made poor neighbors, complaining about yards used as parking lots, loud parties, and litter. They also argued that as investors bought up the housing supply to turn it into student rentals, long-term residents were being priced out by rising property taxes. The Northside Neighborhood Conservation District, or NCD, was approved in 2004. The new rules included a cap on house size to discourage investors from renovating smaller houses into multi-tenant rentals, as well as parking and occupancy limits. A decade later, Patmore argues the NCD is not working as planned.
Unfortunately, because of the implementation of the conservation district, I think it's done more harm than good and actually discourages families from wanting to build in this neighborhood because of the size restrictions, the height restrictions, the bedroom to bathroom ratio. All these things are not what families want, and is actually playing into the hands of investors, to where the only people willing to buy in the neighborhood are investors, which defeats the whole purpose of the conservation district.
But Bailey cites the work of nonprofit organizations to build 5 homes in the area, as well as Empowerment's purchase of several rental units aimed at families instead of students. The town council approved a second approach to neighborhood preservation in 2012, in the form of the Northside and Pine Knolls Community Plan. It's aimed at fostering cooperation between student and non-student residents, increasing homeownership opportunities and affordable rentals, and preserving the culture and history of the neighborhood. A coalition of 5 long-term residents, town staffers, Empowerment, and the Jackson Center has been working to implement the plan. Patmore says he and other investors are worried that the negotiations underway now will result in tighter restrictions, including possibly dropping the number of unrelated renters who can share a home from 4 down to 3.
I mean, I'm a resident of the Northside, and I've been a resident for, 20 years. I'm growing increasingly frustrated that these non-resident organizations are actually messing with our property rights, and we don't get a say in it till it's too late.
There's a lot more to that story from Elizabeth Friend. You can get it on our website at chapelboro.com. In other news this morning, the town council will take public comment tonight on Weaver Crossing, a new development plan for the corner of Weaver Dairy and Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. The 3.7-acre project combines several parcels of land ranging from Sparrow Street to Weaver Dairy Road. It would include 40,000 square feet of office and clinic space, a Walgreens pharmacy, and 132 parking spaces. The council will also take comment on a request to rezone 1.8 acres of land next to Weaver Crossing from mixed use to community commercial. That lot was the former location of the Chapel Hill Montessori Day School. Currently, no new projects are proposed for that site. The town council meets at 7 o'clock tonight in Chapel Hill Town Hall. WCHL News Time, 6:14. More news in just a moment.
Stanley
Martin Homes is proud to present their new model home open now in Winmore, a classic village of new homes just off Homestead Road in Chapel Hill. Stanley Martin's three home designs, priced $370s, combine the best in energy efficiency and beautiful design. And Winmore is right on the UNC bus route. For kids, there's a pool and playground. And Sewell Elementary and Chapel Hill High School are in the walk zone. There's conservation woodland space and walking and jogging trails for the whole family to enjoy. Come visit Stanley Martin Homes at Winmore or go to stanleymartin.com.
Hey, Vapor Girl, we've all heard about vaping. What is it?
Vaping is the solution that many people have been looking for. It lets people have controlled amounts of nicotine without smoking cigarettes.
So, no smoke?
No lighters, no matches, no cigarette butts, no cigarette stink.
Wow, that does sound a lot better than smoking. Where can people learn more?
The best way to learn more is to stop by one of our beautiful stores. We're located in Chapel Hill, Durham, and Pittsboro.
Just go to thevaporgirl.com and click on retail stores for Google Maps and phone numbers. Thevaporgirl.com.
This is only a test. This is a test of the emergency alert system on 97.9 FM WCHL. This is only a test. FM WCHL Chapel Hill is a member of the Emergency Alert System. This concludes this test of the Emergency Alert System.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
It's 616 at WCHL. Let's talk about the weather. The forecast calls for most of North Carolina to experience wintry weather over the next couple of days, with many areas expected to get more sleet and freezing rain than snow. The National Weather Service forecast on Sunday afternoon called for the snow to start falling in the western part of the state this morning. As the system moves across the state, areas such as Chapel Hill, Durham, Raleigh, and Charlotte, and east to Greenville are forecast to receive a nasty mixture of snow, sleet, and freezing rain in the afternoon and the evening. That is late today and extending all the way through the nighttime hours. All snow is forecast for Boone in the western part of the state, while a mixture of precipitation is expected in Asheville, and a mixture of precipitation certainly here. About 4 inches of snow is possible in Winston-Salem and Greensboro in the Triad. Perhaps not as much here, but we do have a big chance of snow, and certainly it's going to be very cold. More on the forecast coming up in just a moment here on WCHL. Let's take a look at your traffic and weather together. And traffic is brought to you this morning by your friends at the Carolina Inn. And not a lot of traffic out there so far this morning, but no problems that we know about. If you know of any problems that we're not reporting, call us in the newsroom. Nikki Morse is right there. 919-967-8363 is your number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro, and Nikki will be following our traffic situation throughout the morning here on WCHL. In fact, you'll hear from her in just a few minutes. The Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar is where you can savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by Executive Chef James Clark and his talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by Crown Honda of South Point. It is 21 degrees, a winter storm warning in effect from 4 o'clock this afternoon all the way through noon tomorrow. Now, it's going to be cloudy, chance of snow in the afternoon, cold temperatures, highs today only in the upper 20s. As I said, right now it's 21. Chance of snow is 50% later in the day. Now, tonight, snow, sleet, and freezing rain in the forecast, and freezing rain after midnight as well. Snow and sleet accumulation 1 to 3 inches. Ice accumulation up to a tenth of an inch. Not as cold. Near steady temperatures in the low 20s. Chance of precipitation near 100% overnight and during the wee hours of the morning tomorrow. Now, tomorrow, partly sunny, slight chance of snow in the morning. High tomorrow in the middle 30s. It will get up above freezing just a little bit. And the chance of more snow is about 20%. And tomorrow night, mostly cloudy and cold with a low down around 19. So we're looking at some cold, wintry weather coming here in the next 24 hours for sure. And this forecast has been brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service and Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off 540 at the 751 exit. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. one of the most storied and intense rivalries in all of sports, will be renewed on Wednesday night at Cameron Indoor Stadium on the campus of Duke University. We're just a couple of days away now from the 239th installment of Carolina and Duke. And this season, the Tar Heels and Blue Devils are trending in different directions right now. WCHL's Matt Oakes has more with this report.
There's a lot different. There's a lot different said in the Louisville game than there was in this game. There's a lot different in the Virginia game. There's a lot different in the Boston College game. So it's not necessarily one theme that keeps recurring. So I don't know.
That was UNC junior guard Marcus Page following Carolina's disappointing 89-76 loss at Pittsburgh. His Tar Heels are searching for answers, and that's bad timing with a pretty big game looming large midweek. Carolina has now lost three of its last four, but at least in the latest setback, some consolation could be found in the lights out shooting, 65% to be exact, by the opponent. Here's UNC head coach Roy Williams.
They were so much more aggressive than us early and so much more positive in everything we did. I don't think we ever had to lead, but I think we had it tied a couple of times. And then they went on a tremendous run again. Early in the second half, I thought it was still any man's ball game, and they make their first seven shots. So am I disappointed and upset with my team in several ways? Yes. But I think you also have to understand that Pittsburgh had a lot to do with the outcome of the game.
Duke and Carolina battled it out for the first time on January 24, 1920. The two hated rivals have met at least twice a year since then. Many of those encounters have gone on to decide the eventual ACC champion. Since the ACC's founding in 1953, Duke and Carolina have combined to win or share 48 ACC regular season titles. That's 78.7% of the total, and 36 tournament titles, 59% of the total, including 14 of the last 18. But this year, both schools are playing the role of chasers in the conference standings, looking up at one loss Virginia. But for surging Duke, that gap is closing. Carolina, meanwhile, appears to be fading back into the pack. A frustrated Coach Williams says his Tar Heels were simply overwhelmed by the super-sharp Panthers Saturday afternoon. As for his counterpart wearing a tie with a darker shade of blue, Duke head coach Mike Krzyzewski was a lot happier following his team's win at the sold-out Carrier Dome.
Our free throw shooting down the end was just about perfect. So guys made big plays, and just really pleased with the win. We beat a really good team, great crowd, great environment, and feel very fortunate we won.
With a 22-3 record and a top-5 national ranking, Coach K certainly has plenty to be happy about, but it's likely his freshman sensation, Jahlil Okafor, who puts the biggest smile on the Hall of Famer's face. Widely projected to be the #1 draft pick in the upcoming NBA draft, Okafor says he credits his teammates for setting him up in the paint, a place that sturdy freshman feels right at home.
Throughout the whole second half, my teammates kept finding me for easy buckets, and they were giving me all the confidence in the world. So a lot of credit to my teammates, and they just kept finding me for easy baskets.
Pitt, meanwhile, poured in buckets from everywhere over the weekend. But some of that had to do with UNC's poor defense. With Duke next on tap, always one of the best shooting teams in the nation, Coach Williams knows his players will need to tighten up defensively and get more hands in the faces of long-range shooters.
I mean, even their first or second possession, we've got the guy almost in a double team on the block, and he steps, and we jump up in the air. And there's no reason to do that, and all of a sudden, now he's got an open layup. What you can do is guard them better, and then I really believe that the better you guard them, the less likely that they're going to shoot 60-65% for the game.
Carolina enters this year's Battle of the Blues as a clear underdog, but that might be an advantageous position for the Tar Heels. An old cliche often rings true. In rivalry games, you can throw out the rankings and the stat sheets. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Tough loss for Carolina. Carolina women had a setback on Sunday after they beat #9 Florida State. At home, the #17 Tar Heels fell to 8th-ranked Louisville yesterday, 75-66, in the KFC Yum Center. Carolina's dropped to a 20-6 record now with 7 wins and 5 losses in the Atlantic Coast Conference. UNC led Louisville by as many as 9 late in the second half, but Carolina couldn't seal the deal. A sophomore, Alicia Gray, fouled out for the first time in her UNC career with 14 points. She fouled out with 5:02 left in the game. That left Carolina with a 62-60 lead at that point. But without Gray going down the stretch, Cardinals outscored the Tar Heels 15-4 until the final buzzer. Carolina will host Wake Forest on Thursday night at 7 o'clock. And it was the state championship weekend for several local teams in the Chapel Hill Carborough School District. Chapel Hill Boys swimming team captured the 3A state championship, the second consecutive team championship for the Tigers, who compiled 341 points, 40 better than runner-up Cardinal Gibbons. In girls swimming, Chapel Hill's Claire DeSelm captured two individual state championships.
championships, the 100 fly and the 200 individual medley. Second year in a row, she's won both those state titles. And meanwhile, the Carrboro boys swimming team tied Shelby for the 2A-1A state championship. Jaguars' Will McMillan won two individual events, taking honors in the 100 free and setting a new state record in the 200 free. More details next hour on WCHL. Good morning. 625.
The country now for the bald eagle, the majestic bird that is America's national symbol. 50 years ago, they were the symbols of wildlife threatened with extinction, says our CBS News colleague, Bagad Shaban.
Bald eagles were nearly wiped out in the 1960s, but with protection laws and bans on harmful pesticides, there are now more than 69,000 in the United States.
Back from the brink, but that is still only a fifth as many as there were in 1782 when they were made the symbol of our just-born nation. It wouldn't take long to go back to almost losing them forever.
How bad did it get for them?
Well, they were almost gone.
Their comeback is a source of pride, but pride sometimes cometh before the fall, as we'll hear after this. Imagine a grand tour through the heart of Europe like the journeys of days gone by. These days, nobody captures the original spirit of the Grand Tour better than Viking River Cruises. Their Grand European Tour offers you 15 days of exploration through the iconic cities and countryside of Europe. Budapest, Vienna, Cologne, Amsterdam, and everything in between. Enjoy the local culture and, of course, the food. Learn the history and wonder at your surroundings. For a special treat, view the elegant Lipizzaner Stallions of Vienna. Join a tour of Prague's royal residences, or a meeting with a fifth-generation winemaker in Austria's Wachau Valley. Viking's exclusive privileged access makes it possible. Each Viking River cruise carries fewer than 200 passengers. Your outstanding crew and onboard concierge are all at your service. To learn more, visit VRC.com. When you book your cruise with them, they can also book your flight, saving you time and money. That's VRC.com. The pride that conservationists feel about the comeback of the bald eagle is understandable, says biologist Patty Barber.
It's hard to step away from the fact that they're our nation's symbol. And knowing that they've now come back from the brink, I think a lot of people have a lot of pride that we managed to do that.
But there is some evidence that growth of the eagle population is giving the eagle some problems. Lisa Smith, who heads a tri-state bird rescue center based in Delaware, tells Bagad Shaban more and more wounded eagles are being treated there.
Smith believes the birds are now competing for space in the wild, since many of their wounds are from other bald eagles.
As the population has increased over the past 20 years, the amount of suitable habitat for bald eagles to breed in has decreased.
The shrinking habitat for wildlife is mostly because of us humans.
But the eagles are adapting, even nesting in more urban areas, giving a new audience the opportunity to admire them.
To see these majestic birds is awe-inspiring. I mean, anyone that gets a chance to get out and look at bald eagles, I think they're changed.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to think about it. Is there anything better than a lobster dinner? Fresh, tender, succulent lobster? For lobster lovers everywhere, the answer is obvious. No. Now imagine your delicious, fresh Maine lobster served with a side of perfectly whipped mashed potatoes and the world's best hush puppies. You deserve a lobster. And here's the good news. Your lobster dinner is waiting for you at Squid's tonight.
Squid's Restaurant and Oyster Bar. And don't forget, lobsters are on special every Monday night.
You go to learn new skills, make friends, and have fun.
Chapel Hill Gymnastics, the community's largest gymnastics facility offering tumbling, trampoline, summer camps, birthday parties, gymnastics classes for boys and girls ages 1 year and up, and more. The structured classes and energetic atmosphere motivate gymnasts to achieve personal goals in the sport of gymnastics. Call 919-942-3655 or visit chapelhillgymnastics.com.
Chapel Hill Gymnastics, the fun place to learn and grow.
At the UPS store, we love printing. Flyers, manuals, banners, basically anything you might need printed. And if you're a busy professional or a student, send us your presentation and we will print and bind it and have it ready for pickup right away. Simply submit your print job by email or by visiting our online print website at upsstoreprint.com. And you can always bring your materials to one of our local stores in Chapel Hill North, on Fordham Boulevard, and in Meadowmont. The UPS store, where we have fun taking exceptional care of our customers.
Join Orange Literacy for its annual Writers for Readers event on February 17th at 6 p.m. at the Friday Center.
Come and enjoy a lively conversation moderated by Daniel Wallace with writers Benjamin Cheever, Rafael Iglesias, and Robert Rubin. They'll discuss being the children of writers, their own acclaimed works, and the importance of literacy.
To purchase tickets, visit www.orangeliteracy.org or call 919-914-5163. Thank you, WCHL, for caring about literacy in our community.
Wake up every morning with one of Chapel Hill's leading action adults, Ron Stutz in the Morning News. Right. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Good morning. It's 6:30 WCHL. Time now for a quick look at your Chapel Hill Carborough weather forecast, brought to you this morning by Cruisers. First of all, we should tell you we have a winter storm warning in effect from 4 this afternoon until noon tomorrow. That doesn't sound ominous enough. Got to be cloudy today. Chance of snow this afternoon. Cold temperatures. Highs today remaining in the upper 20s. Chance of snow is 50% today. Now tonight, snow, sleet, and freezing rain in our forecast. And then just freezing rain after midnight. Snow and sleet accumulation, 1 to 3 inches. Ice accumulation up to a tenth of an inch, which is really going to be unfortunate. Not as cold. Near steady temperatures tonight, low 20s. Chance of precipitation close to 100%. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, where you can fuel up each morning with Cruisers Fresh Food Beans Cafe Coffee, Cappuccino, and Hot Chocolate. Make it your way every day. Guaranteed to taste great. And Cruisers, good to go.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
Killed in Cairo, CBS's Alex Ortiz.
The Egyptian army says that its warplanes have carried out airstrikes against ISIS targets in neighboring Libya. This following the release of a graphic video showing the beheading and execution of Egyptian Coptic Christians who had been kidnapped in Libya.
Recently, you've seen us on the hills of Hashem and on Dabbok Plain, chopping off the head.
Sky's Shireen Tadros is in Cairo, says the action taken by Egypt raises this question.
Whether this was a one-off strike by the Egyptian military in order to try and calm the extreme public anger here this morning, or whether Egypt has officially opened a front in Libya.
And Egypt wants a U.S.-led coalition to fight the Islamic State in Libya. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
6:32, 21 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. A winter storm warning, in fact, from 4 o'clock this afternoon till noon tomorrow. The forecast calls for most of North Carolina, in fact, to experience wintry weather over the next couple of days, with many areas expected to get more sleet and freezing rain than snow. However, in the western part of the state, the National Weather Service forecast Sunday afternoon called for the snow to start falling this morning. As the system moves across the state, areas such as the Triangle and all the way east to Greenville are forecast to receive a nasty mixture of snow, sleet, and freezing rain in the afternoon and the evening. All snow is forecast for Boone in the western part of the state. A mixture of precipitation is expected in Asheville, another mountainous area in the western part of the state. About 4 inches of snow is possible in Winston-Salem and Greensboro. And here in the Triangle, forecasters are calling for snow and sleet accumulation of 1 to 3 inches, and importantly, an ice accumulation up to a tenth of an inch, which will make traveling hazardous. Now, as far as our schools are concerned, Orange County schools are closing 3 hours early today in anticipation of that inclement weather. Again, Orange County schools will be closing 3 hours early today. They'll be starting at the regular time today, but closing 3 hours early. Same goes for the Durham Public School System, closing 3 hours early today. Chatham County schools will be closing at 1 o'clock this afternoon, and it is already designated a teacher work day in the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools. So those are all the school announcements we have to tell you about now. And again, nothing's really happened so far, so no delays today, but just some early closings. Chapel Hill Town Council will take public comment tonight on Weaver Crossing, a new development plan for the corner of Weaver Dairy and Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. The 3.7-acre project combines several parcels of land ranging from Sparrow Street to Weaver Dairy Road. It would include 40,000 square feet of office and clinic space, a Walgreens pharmacy, and 132 parking spaces. Council will also take comment on a request to rezone 1.8 acres of land next to Weaver Crossing from mixed use to community commercial. The lot was the former location of the Chapel Hill Montessori Day School. Currently, no new projects are proposed for the site. Town Council meets at 7 o'clock in Chapel Hill Town Hall. If you're trying to envision this, all of this taking place or proposed to take place at the corner of Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and Weaver Dairy, as you're coming from town and as you're turning right onto Weaver Dairy, it is in that corner to your right. So we'll see what happens tonight at the Chapel Hill Town Council meeting. A measles outbreak across portions of the United States has sparked a great deal of concern among parents right here in Orange County, and it's inflamed the debate over vaccinations. WCHL's Blake Hodge has more on the story.
Stacy Shelp is the public information officer with Orange County Health Department. She says there is no presence of measles in our community, but you don't have to think back very far to remember an outbreak.
Measles is extremely contagious, to the point of about a 90% contagion rate. We did have an outbreak here in Orange County back in 2013. We had 8 confirmed cases in Orange County and 23 in the state. So we're very familiar with this. As at that time, what we would continue to do is really encourage people to get their vaccination.
She says that she does not have current numbers, but Orange County has traditionally had a very high vaccination rate.
In 2013, here at the Orange County Health Department, we actually had a very high vaccination rate. At about 97% of our patients were vaccinated.
Most public school students in North Carolina receive a shot to help fight off the measles, but there are waivers that can be filed by parents who do not want their children vaccinated.
There are medical and religious exemptions that parents can use for school reasons. Filling out a waiver, and you know, it's not going to be for us to track down and say, prove it, prove it, prove it. It really is for that parent to say.
Shelp adds that the vaccination is the best preventative measure parents can take to avoid the viral infection.
They can get their first dose of the MMR between 12 and 15 months old, and a second dose at 4 to 6 years of age. That's obviously, and with a lot of evidence behind it, the best way to protect yourself from measles.
There have been no confirmed cases of measles in the Tar Heel State in 2015. There was a scare with 2 potential cases in Cleveland County, but test results for measles were negative. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Another school-related news this morning. The state Supreme Court is about to decide whether millions of dollars in taxpayer money that started flowing this year to pay student tuition at private and religious schools continues for a second year. The state's highest court hears arguments tomorrow on a ruling last summer that the Opportunity Scholarships Program violates the state constitution because religious schools can discriminate based on faith. Wake County Superior Court Judge Robert Hobgood also said privately run K-12 schools are not required to meet state curriculum standards. Supreme Court justices showed they're in a hurry to decide whether private school vouchers will continue by latching onto the case early. Parents are already looking ahead, and the deadline for them to submit scholarship applications for the next academic year is March 1st. So far, more than $4.2 million has paid for 1,200 students to attend 216 private schools around the state, according to the State Education Assistance Authority. In news around town this morning, the 25th annual Pauli Murray Awards will be held on Sunday, just a few days away, at the Witted Building in Hillsboro. The award goes to an Orange County youth, an Orange County adult, and an Orange County business owner who served the community with distinction in the pursuit of equality, justice, and human rights. This year's Youth Award recipient is Emma Catanzaro. Adult recipients are Elizabeth Benny Davis and Walter Faribault Jr., and the business winner is Music Maker Relief Foundation. The first time in its history, there will be 2 recipients this year of UNC's C. Felix Harvey Award for Institutional Priorities. John Clark and Sarah Peach of UNC's Reese News Lab launched a program called Capital Hound, designed to increase transparency in state government by offering searchable transcripts and email alerts for General Assembly sessions. The other Harvey Award will go to the creators of an online virtual museum that gives the public access to ancient cultural heritage and archaeology in North Carolina, led by Vincent Stefanidis, Director of Research Laboratories of Archaeology at Carolina. The museum aims to make this information accessible to the public, particularly teachers and school children. You can get all of our news around town stories on our website, chapelboro.com. Just go to there and click on the News Around Town link. 639 WCHL. Coming up next, today's commentary on the way from Wes Hare, followed by Inside Carolina Basketball on WCHL.
And one and two.
Meet Samaya. She may seem like an ordinary four-year-old budding ballerina, but she's a champion at heart. Samaya was diagnosed with congestive heart failure at 4 months old. That's when UNC Children stepped in with a life-saving transplant she needed. As a leading children's hospital in the Southeast, we provide care for future champions of all ages, like Samaya, so she can get back to dancing, and we can say we knew her when. Visit unccchildrens.org.
Hi, I'm Mark Vitale from All About Insurance Nationwide in Chapel Hill. We have products for all of your insurance needs, auto, home, life, and we can save you money at the same time. We also have the absolute lowest rates in the Triangle for young drivers. Call us today at 919-933-4000 or stop by Nationwide Square at 1289 North Fordham Boulevard and let one of our experienced agents give you a free consultation. We know all about insurance, so you don't have to.
Beth, wow, you look fabulous.
Thanks.
I mean, so refreshed.
Must be the free facial I earned during February at Rite Aid.
February?
Yeah, you can earn all these great rewards just by shopping at Rite Aid.
That sounds fab.
It's February at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from mini golf to beauty treatments to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through February 28th. Get shopping and start earning rewards today. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See RiteAid.com/February for details.
Beth, wow, you look fabulous.
Thanks.
I mean, so refreshed.
Must be the free facial I earned during February at Rite Aid.
February?
Yeah, you can earn all these great rewards just by shopping at Rite Aid.
That sounds fab.
It's February at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from mini golf to beauty treatments to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through February 28th. Get shopping and start earning rewards today. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See RiteAid.com/February for details.
All right, 641 WCHL, Tron Stutz, and Nikki Morse joins us now in the studio. And you're doing all right this morning?
Doing great.
Have a good weekend?
Had a great weekend.
How was Valentine's Day?
It was awesome.
Good.
Nice and gooey, just like you like it.
Yeah, I like that shirt you're wearing this morning with the hearts on it and everything. And I like the way that you try to stay in the mood.
Oh, you know, you have to continue on with the whole process.
Well, I appreciate it. You know, I had kind of, Valentine's Day was good.
Yeah.
But it's been a couple of days, and I'd completely forgotten about it. And because you're wearing that shirt with hearts on it today, I've remembered it.
Thank you. So thank you very much.
I'm really glad. I'm really glad you're here.
It's a whole theme.
Yeah, it really is.
I love.
Yeah.
Love.
Ain't nothing in the world for a boy and a girl but love.
That's what I intended. Singing.
I'm sure it was.
Yes.
642 at WCHL. Nikki, of course, all hearted up today, and we're going to talk about the traffic in just a few minutes. But first, we have a couple of things to do. Number one being our commentary for the day, and guess who's up?
Who?
That lovable wabbit. He calls himself the hopeful wabbit.
Yeah?
Wes Hare.
Oh.
All right, everybody check it out.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Wes Hare. I'm dealing with phobias today. Fear of snakes and spiders are two of the most common phobias among humans. But why do people get creeped out by moths, frogs, and other insects? We can blame the parents and the community, etc., etc., etc. And from a long-ago film, South Pacific, you've got to be taught to learn to hate. Before you are 5, 6, 7, or 8, you've got to be carefully taught. Now, what about human culture phobias? Christianophobia, Islamophobia, Judeophobia. Now, these phobias can be grossly manipulated. Witness Duke's positive effort, offering the Duke Tower for using the tower for daily Islam adhans, and aggressive attacks by Franklin Graham, etc. He seized on Islamophobia, used it for religious hustling, and probiphobia stirring up, claiming Allah is not the Christian God, and our neighbor, University Duke, backed down. The next day, 300 folk joined 100 Muslims problems in an overcoming Islamophobia prayer event. Very good on them. Faith-based and positive actions can overcome and confront our various phobias. And this is Wes Hare.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams is brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
An emotional week came to a close in a disappointing way on Saturday afternoon as the Tar Heels never led in a 13-point road loss at Pittsburgh. The Panthers shot nearly 65%, the highest percentage for a Tar Heel opponent since the mid-1980s. Here's a drained Tar Heel head coach Roy Williams after the game.
It has been a tough week. Had nothing to do with the game today. Pittsburgh played fantastic. Jamie's club was so much more prepared, well prepared than we were. They shot the ball better. They shot it all year long. Our defense really helped them do that. But you have to give them the credit for making the shots.
My name is Mandy, and my husband Brian was killed by a drunk driver when our son Carson was just 5 months old. Instant, I became a 26-year-old widow with a new baby to raise on my own. That was over 10 years ago, and Carson has grown into a handsome boy with the same blonde hair and love for sports his daddy had. But he will always have a void that can never be filled. Carson has cried himself to sleep countless nights, missing the daddy he never knew. If your plans include alcohol, please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every child deserves to grow up with their dad?
It's never too early to talk with your kids about the dangers of alcohol. But it can be too late. In North Carolina, more than 4 people are injured every day as a result of underage drinking. Start the conversation. Stop underage drinking. Visit talkitoutnc.org.
Offensively, the Heels actually did some nice things on Saturday afternoon, but could not withstand the near-perfect offensive performance by the Panthers.
25 assists, 4 turnovers for us, shoot 49%. Out-rebound them, particularly in the second half, I think. So you'd think that that would be a win for us. But they were sensational shooting the ball, and you look down and their assist-to-error ratio was 30-5.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams has been brought to you by the North Carolina ABC Commission. Start the conversation. Stop underage drinking.
646 WCHL coming up next. I'll look at your traffic and weather together.
The rugged Samsung Galaxy S5 Active, exclusively from AT&T, stands up to most everything. Falls into the shallow end? No problem. Falls into a mud puddle? A-OK. Falls into a deep fryer? That's a no-no. Drop it in a mop bucket? Fine. Drop it in the chili con queso? No problemo. Drop it in a garbage disposal? Yeah, that's a problem. Rain shower? No biggie. Meteor shower? That would be a no.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. Make the most of this school year and get the Samsung Galaxy S5 Active for zero down with AT&T Next. Exclusive to AT&T, the Galaxy S5 Active is engineered for your active lifestyle. Visit att.com or store for details.
Device meets military standards for water and shock resistance. Submersible to 3 feet for 30 minutes. Rinse residue shock resistant for drops or falls less than 4 feet on flat surface. AT&T Next requires qualified installment agreement, credit, and wireless service. Taxes, other charges, and restrictions apply.
Looking for a classic village lifestyle plus a sophisticated new home? Visit Stanley Martin Homes at Winmore, just off Homestead Road in Chapel Hill. Not only does Winmore offer a pool, playground, trails, and open space, your children can walk to Sewell Elementary and Chapel Hill High School. The UNC bus route stops at Winmore, right near Town Center, too. Stanley Martin Homes offers the best in energy efficiency and a choice of 3 beautiful designs at Winmore, starting in the 370s. Go see them or go to stanleymartin.com.
Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inn, and here is Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. We don't have any reports of accidents, and it appears that crews have already started preparing the roads for inclement weather, so that's good news. Northbound Fordham Boulevard just starting to pick up as you approach Manning Drive and Highway 54. 40 eastbound also still looks good into RTP and the airport from 86 through the airport exits. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL road warrior. Call us at 967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
All right. Thanks so much. And maybe a different story tomorrow morning
far
as traffic is concerned.
So excited.
We're keeping it. Oh, I know. I can't tell you how much I'm looking forward to it. But we'll keep a very close eye on all of that. And you can depend on Nikki to be here tomorrow to let you know about traffic problems.
Oh, yes. Yes, because everybody's going to be out driving in it.
Yeah, well, we're very likely to have some difficulties.
Yeah.
Well, the Carolina Inn is the home of the Carolina Crossroads Restaurant Bar, one of just three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Now, turning to your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, and I know that's what everybody wants to hear when they're waking up this morning. The weather forecast brought to you this morning by Glass Half Full. A winter storm warning goes into effect at 4 this afternoon and will continue until noon tomorrow. It's going to be cloudy today, chance of snow in the afternoon, cold, high today only in the upper 20s, so it's not going to get to the freezing point today. Very cold. Chance of snow is 50% later today. Now tonight, snow, sleet, and freezing rain in the forecast for this evening, then freezing rain after midnight. Snow and sleet accumulation, 1 to 3 inches, they're saying. Ice accumulation up to a tenth of an inch. That's a dangerous part right there. Near steady temperatures tonight in the low 20s. Chance of precipitation near 100%. Now tomorrow, we're looking at partly sunny skies. Slight chance of snow early tomorrow, or high tomorrow in the middle 30s. Chance of snow 20%. Now, in anticipation of this inclement weather, we have some school systems that have decided to make some special announcements about closing early today. The Durham Public Schools will be closing 3 hours early. Orange County Schools closing 3 hours early. Chatham County Schools will be closing at 1 p.m. today. And it's a teacher work day in the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools, so city school students don't need to worry about it. Well, glass half full is the friendly optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop in the heart of downtown Carborough. Online at glasshalffullcarborough.com. Good food, good wine, and lots of fun, too, all at Glass Half Full. Now, celebrity birthdays on WCHL. James Ingram. I love that guy. Good voice. 63 years old today. Actor LeVar Burton is 58. Actor-rapper Ice-T is 57 years old today. Actress Lisa Loring is 57. International Tennis Hall of Famer John McEnroe, 56 years old today. Rock musician Andy Taylor, 54. Sarah Clark, actress, 44 years old today. Olympic gold medal runner Kathy Freeman, 42. Got some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. Will McInerney. Randa Whitley has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Randa. Bill Peck has a birthday. Susan Philly and Teresa Watson has a birthday today. Happy birthday to all of you from all of us at WCHL. All right.
Are you superstitious?
Very superstitious. Writings on the wall. Not really. Not particularly.
I mean, you know, because I'm still playing softball. I've always had little superstitions about don't step on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, baselines. Yeah. Other little quirks.
You got a little superstition about the way when you step into the batter's box.
Yes, I do.
Rituals you go through.
Still have the same ritual.
Well, it's sort of like, that's not really that strange. Like when you're playing basketball, you got a certain way that you, you know, you may
part
bounce the ball two times or whatever.
Right, before you serve.
Mark Jackson might do the shake.
Yeah.
But like if you go in the batter's box, if you're playing baseball or softball,
got to definitely
have a
ritual
way you do it.
Yep.
And you need to do that.
It's part of the mental, it's part of the relaxation mentally.
Need to be consistent. Just like we're always consistent here on the trivia question.
Yes, we are.
Which is not true.
We are consistently non-consistent.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Predictable unpredictability.
Exactly. Shout out to UNC gymnastics coach Derek Galvin, who has been with the UNC gymnastics program for years and has done a fantastic job.
Yeah.
Hey. UNC Gymnastics folks are hosting number 5 ranked Georgia in Carmichael Auditorium or right. Carmichael Arena this Saturday, 1 p.m. It's free. That's good stuff to watch. I mean, it's amazing to watch.
And Derek Galvin's going to demonstrate on the parallel bars before the real
tell you what
event starts.
He has been there and done a fantastic job for many, many years.
No kidding.
Get over to Carmichael on Saturday. It's free.
Yeah.
1 p.m. and see two very, very fine gymnastic programs in the nation compete.
So many so-called Olympic sports going on at the university that you may not hear that much about, but they're happening all the time.
You got swimming and diving. You got UNC wrestling.
Got athletes who are totally dedicated. They're student athletes.
Just
go watch them.
Just as concerted as men and women's basketball.
Exactly.
And speaking of honor, we're going to do something that's kind of a little bit late, but I just jumped in my mind. We're going to do a Super Bowl question.
Okay.
Super Bowl question.
All right. All right, good.
Okay, here we go. Folks.
Super Bowl just passed not too long ago.
It all started back on January the 15th, 1967, and it wasn't even called Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. It was called the AFL-NFL World Championship Game, which does not roll off the tongue.
No, it doesn't.
And was simultaneously broadcast by NBC and CBS.
Really?
Yes.
I'd forgotten about that.
Name the two teams and the two starting quarterbacks for Super Bowl I. Name the two teams and the two starting quarterbacks for Super Bowl I.
Very first one, 1967.
Yep, January the 15th.
919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you know the answer.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Barbara Jesse Black is today's WCHL hometown hero. She's executive director of the PTA Thrift Shops in Chapel Hill and Carborough. She does everything she can to stay involved in the community and makes this a better place to live in a variety of ways. And how are things going at that still almost new shop in Carborough?
We are doing really well. Every day is something new is going on, and we get new customers, and people are still amazed at the fact that this new space exists. And so that's probably why we're still calling it the new space. People come in and go, gosh, I've not been here before. When did you do this? So we like to sort of capitalize on that and continue with the newness. But yes, things are going well.
The PTA Thrift Shops will celebrate their 63rd birthday coming up soon, February 28th at the Hampton Inn in Carborough. It's a big fundraiser. And of course, the cause is the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools.
We're super excited. The last few years, we created this event to celebrate our 60th birthday, and we thought it was going to be a one-off, and we had such fun, and it was so well received by the community. We've been doing it ever since, and this will be our fourth event. So this year we decided to be in Carborough, and we were approached by Hampton Inn Suites and said, hey, let's try it here. Let's see what the buzz might be around the Hampton, as well as since our flagship store is in Carborough. We are looking forward to a fabulous event. We've partnered with Music Maker Relief Foundation for the entertainment. We'll have Cool John Ferguson, John D. Holman, and of course our beloved Mr. James. Is what we call him, but he's actually known to the music world as James Bubba Norwood. And so that'll be the entertainment, and we're looking forward to having a really great time. Food will be sponsored by some of the current and new restaurants at 300 East Main, and we look forward to fun.
And by the way, I'll be there as your master of ceremonies for that special fundraiser. It's called Secondhand Glam, and it's going to be a blast. For more information, go to ptathriftshops.org. Barbara Jesse Black has worked really hard to build the PTA Thrift Shops into the organization it is today. She's had a lot of help, of course, over the years, but she's doing a fabulous job. And Barbara, for that, we thank you.
Thank you.
Barbara Jesse Black, today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
All right, coming up on 6:58 at WCHL. Good morning. WCHL, want to know Fred
the wheels are turning. He's asking runs.
He's asking a question about the Super Bowl.
The very first one. Cranial activity.
1967.
Correct. I remember exactly where I was watching it, on the floor of my Aunt Betty and Uncle Speedy's house.
Is that Uncle Speedy?
Yeah, Uncle Speedy.
I always love it when you talk about Uncle Speedy.
He was so slow, we called him Uncle Speedy. I once called up out there. I can still remember the number, 919-969-5736. And, well, I thought I dialed it, but some guy answers the phone. I'm like, Uncle Speedy.
And it was just like, well, I'm pretty fast sometimes.
Oops, sorry, I don't think I have the right number.
No problem.
But anyway, yeah, I was there with a couple of my cousins, and we were watching the game.
Uh-huh.
And the teams?
New York Jets?
No! That's Super Bowl III.
All right, all right. So, AFL, NFL, I don't know. I'm just going to be guessing. I should know this.
You should.
Yeah.
The NFL team was the Vince Lombardi and the
Green Bay Packers.
Green Bay Packers.
And the Baltimore Colts.
No.
Green Bay Packers and...
They wore red from the Midwest.
Oh, the St. Louis?
No.
San Francisco 49ers?
No.
I have no idea.
Kansas City?
Kansas City Chiefs.
Chiefs.
Okay, yeah, all right.
Bart Starr and Lynn Dawson.
All right, there you go. Bart Starr leading the Green Bay Packers. Lynn Dawson, the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs. A lot of folks calling in this morning. I was not able to get to all the phone calls. I apologize for that. But our first caller who had it right, Jesse Bestnight Jr. Jesse's smarter than the average bear, boo-boo. Way to go, Jesse. Jesse gets a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. And Jesse, thanks very much. Freddie will have another question for you bright and early tomorrow. And tomorrow is Rock and Roll Tuesday, by the way. Time now for your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, brought to you this morning by Grimble Jewelers. Winter storm warning in effect from 4 o'clock this afternoon until noon tomorrow. Cloudy. Chance of snow this afternoon. Cold. High today only in the upper 20s. Chance of snow today is 50%. And then a big chance of snow, sleet, and freezing rain overnight as well. 7 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.